kill it, kill it.
Kill
yeah.
it.
Kill it.
Anyone keep it?
Wow,
I
the
I
first thing I've brought in was
like
kill it.
Gone forever. Yeah, if you brought it, you made it.
Yeah.
Leave it behind.
What's the matter with it, if I might ask?
Alright, next. We can't feel it.
Oh, no meaning.
It's too late. It's 1.0 of the band.
We are right. We are 2.0.
Gunkino?
Are we?
Wow.
I'm just gonna burn it up for it.
Alright, bring in the piccolo.
Yeah, right?
Jeez,
that
was awesome.
Man. Yeah, Rebecca's awesome.
So we are doing Gunkino?
So.
Right. Yeah, hit it.
I know
it
though.
Just hit it.
I hate the long clicks. It's just, I don't know. Can we just like... Takes it into the next new key, which is E. It has been E, it can be C, but every time I've been in the band, there's reference of C, but every time I've been playing, play E. Whatever. And then going back into the head, solo, da 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 da. Yeah, does that break?
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's run it.
Is anyone confused about that confusing statement?
So the solo does not go back to be mine. The solo is E, then. Oh, rocking the head.
Yeah. D, 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 da da da. So hold that E for a minute. Then.
How long is
da.
The break?
The
whole state.
Yeah, I hit the pickup. So you can hit the pickup or you can come in. Just one bar.
When we did that marijuana benefit thing, I tried to cue it. And I'm not sure what I did wrong or if someone else was trying to cue it, but what did I do wrong? I guess I didn't play. I ran out of breath. And when I went to play, I was like, oh, but no one else played. And I was wondering if we're lined up like we usually are. Is that, I don't know.
I remember your cue was not assertive.
It was
not. You did not assert yourself at all.
Okay.
Yeah, your cue, because I caught your cue.
Okay.
But it was not.
Okay.
Your cue was like a hundredth of what it should have been.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So let's take it from the solo section.
Don't be afraid to like just bend at the knees and just give a big,
okay.
You know, because everyone will
visible.
See that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do a solo and then who's gonna take the second solo? Who's gonna take the first solo?
I'll take it.
Again, okay. And then who's gonna take the second solo?
I'll try.
Rehearsal.
I'll try.
Right, cool. And then yeah, and then get us back into that.
Okay.
Can we take it from the section before the solos,
totally.
So we can catch that little arrangement thing? Because when we go into the solos, these guys are going to stop playing. You guys are going to go way down,
mm-hmm.
But I'm intentionally going to hit a very loud note right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's intentionally like very soft off, and I just hammer that. Yeah, I hammer that first note.
It's a really cool moment.
I'm not even going to hit that fucking bass note. Just leave it all to you.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
All right, last section before the solo.
Just make sure we hit that solo section thing, which we did.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Exclamation point on that, because that's very, very cool.
I have a question about the song.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys feeling about three drummers on it?
Yeah, like at last, actually.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're talking about. So.
It's actually the snare drum is sort of overwhelming me.
Okay. Want to try the buka and tapa?
I'm not. Maybe you know like. However you guys want
to
read.
Yeah, it's not super high priority thing to discuss, but like if we have three of us, it's good to know what would be better if we want to go for a smaller sound to either one or the other, or some songs have all of us. So, because some